Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, October 24th.
We're going to start with the other thing, right?
Oh, you want to start with that?
I thought.
Yeah, I can.
What are you guys doing?
We're figuring out what we're doing.
Well, she teased a thing about
Pete Davidson,
yeah, exactly.
And Kanye West,
all right.
And Charlamagne the God, and all these people.
Roll that then. Let's
this.
Do it.
So, the big dick energy thing.
Oh, God. Did I just say I wanted this story?
You did. We'll do it quickly. It turns out he's got a sweet 10-incher, or at least that's the word that's out there. Charlamagne the
Pete
God.
Pete Davidson has a 10-inch dick.
Apparently so. Charlamagne the God, who wasn't he like a L.A. DJ? Because he's just doing a podcast?
I thought he was New York.
New
York, uh-huh.
Well, he does something called The Brilliant Idiots. It's a podcast with this other guy, Andrew Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
And they each week, they just go through like the shit that went down that week, whatever. It's just a podcast. They have a good time, but they clearly run in with famous people. And Charlamagne was on, and he was talking about when Pete started dating Kim Kardashian. Kanye West tried to get Charlamagne the God to like trash Pete and dump Pete, and I guess they're friends. So do you have this whole? Do you want to just roll?
Yeah,
the
I'm
chunk?
Gonna roll the video. I want you guys to see it too.
Okay.
So I guess Kanye must have came out and said some things that Charlamagne was like. That's not what happened.
Oh,
so they start with a clip from Kanye saying a couple things. And
okay, let's start with this.
Here's what he says here.
The guy got on Drink Champs, he said.
Charlamagne, you know, he gonna go on air and be like, man, I'm gonna paraphrase it. Kim is with Pete because he got a bigger dick. Why you talking about another man dick on camera?
You heard me tell you this story last year, right? When me and Kanye got into an argument, he called me last November. He's basically trying to get me on board to shit on somebody he knows is my friend, Pete Davidson. He's like, oh, we got to save the new Marilyn Monroe. Talking about Kim. And I'm like, yo, you know Pete is my friend, right? Finally, he goes, my wife is out here fucking a white boy with a 10-inch penis and you won't help me? My wife is out here fucking a white boy with a 10-inch penis and you telling me that's your friend, but you're supposed to be culture? He's screaming on the phone.
Somebody help.
Entertaining.
Yes.
Entertaining. Hilarious. What am I supposed to do but laugh at that?
Sorry. I'm going
to
walk out the goddamn.
So I want
you. I feel like Kanye right now. I feel like Kanye.
I don't know if this was last year when I did this donkey of the day, but I say to him, don't make me tell everybody why you really mad. And there was articles and people was kind of knew what I was referencing.
Yeah, yeah.
But the reason I keep bringing up Pete's penis on the radio is because I know it fucks with you. Okay? All right? And you said that to me.
Yeah.
But he gets on the interview and acts like he don't know where that came from. The motherfucker is a master manipulator.
Man, oh. So that's someone who knows him and thinks he's manipulating as opposed to just being
crazy.
Off the deep end.
Right. Is Charlamagne the God the guy who is going, okay.
No, that's Sway.
Sway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ain't got the answers!
But Charlamagne the God.
Sway, hey.
He did do a couple of interviews with Kanye.
Yeah.
And that during that crazy time that Kanye was going, making his rounds. And
just picturing Kanye like screaming the white boy with a 10-inch dick into a phone while he's talking to Charlamagne the God. It's a pretty funny visual.
I want...
Yeah,
that's weird.
He's like, the one who said it, and then that guy's like, "Oh yeah, he's mad because the guy's got a big dick." And then Kanye's like, "Wait a minute, what?"
What Charlamagne is saying is very believable, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's compared to what Kanye's doing out there and his kind of his.
Well, Kanye's not believable ever because Kanye, you might be getting something real, but everything that comes out of his mouth, you got to take with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we got some show notes this morning. From our friend Dan Dibley.
Dibs.
Right. Yeah, Dibs had some notes for us.
What did Dibs have to say?
What did he say?
He listens to the show every day on his way, and he's a big fan of the show.
I like Dibs. That's why we plug that channel.
Right. Alice is the game.
Yeah.
On 107.4.
I have no idea.
10, 12,
he started
19.
Off with, All For You is a Janet jam. And I was like, oh yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I played that, right? Yeah. And then he says, Kanye is an anti-Semitic nightmare. And I said, yeah, that motherfucker's crazy.
Did you see,
Hold
by
on.
The way?
Hang
okay.
On.
And then he goes, not deserving of airtime.
Get show notes.
Show notes.
Oh.
Like, oh. Don't talk about
well,
it anymore.
On some freeway overhang, and I didn't have time to stick with it because it's not even in my lane, so I just moved on. But apparently some white supremacist group was on a freeway overhang with banners. You've seen how this sure. this happened through yep. throughout the pandemic. People going, "You're being lied to," and then these big signs, yep. "Honk if you believe us," or whatever. These guys were Heil Hitlering in their picture,
oh,
and
God.
It said, "Kanye's right about the Jews," and a bunch of more stuff. And I was
Whoa.
Like, "Oh my God, does he have any idea who he's now in bed with?"
No, I bet not.
Oh boy.
Holy crap. Not to mention every company that he has worked with mm-hmm. is now stepping back
yep.
from him.
Gap.
Everyone. Nobody wants any part of that.
Well, whatever. It's easier to tolerate if you think that he's got like mental illness. But uh-huh. if Charlemagne, who knows him, is saying this guy's just someone out there manipulating, that's hard to kind of understand. I mean, would I want to imagine you get divorced, right? Okay, your kids are grown, so you'd be like, whatever. I don't have to see John. I don't have to endure whoever he's with or however he's...
Right, the kids are grown men who can make their own choices.
But if you have kids
want.
With somebody and now you've divorced and now they're out with someone, like, I don't know. I've never heard a black man be all, I can't have her with a white boy. You know what I mean? Like, I've never really heard...
It feels like it's about the penis size.
But that's... Okay. Well, all that stuff, I wouldn't want to know about.
No.
I'd be bummed to have to deal with my ex knowing that that's all there. I think that... I don't think I'm even capable of dealing. Like, he's out there acting the way he's acting. I'd be like, via text, just tell me they're out front and I'll come get them.
Yeah.
Like...
Just send him out.
I don't want to know. I don't want to meet the guy.
Well, it's difficult because Kim and Kanye are both so incredibly famous.
Right.
Like you can't avoid them. There's no getting away from them.
Right. The Pete Davidson thing is in yeah. his face. And right. he sounds like someone who tortures himself too.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he?
He does.
Double check
like
this. Actually, don't bother. Let's move on and do the other thing.
What are your thoughts?
I know.
He had said he watched the video of Ray J boning Kim a million times.
Before they ever got together.
Pete Davidson said that?
No.
No. Kanye said,
"Oh, yeah,
I watched the video of Ray J."
That's how he fell in love with Kim. That's how he knew she was the girl for him.
And that's weird for her.
I agree.
And that's weird that he's doing that as well.
And that he's telling people, "Oh, yeah, I've watched that a million fucking times." Because you just think, well, it just doesn't feel healthy.
No.
Now you're with this person, and what, do you still watch that?
And I didn't watch a lot of the Kardashians, but one of the episodes I saw, and mm-hmm. I mean it, I've only watched like one, maybe two. I watched the two sisters in Miami.
Yeah.
And then I watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians once. He was like lurking in the background, and I don't know what her marriage status was to that Chris guy at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he was someone who was not really... making an appearance on the show, but he was there.
Oh.
Like, in the background with Kim. And I thought, that is creepy. Like, it's like an obsessed thing, but he's a superstar. So you kind of go,
Well, the
he's
thing
Kanye.
Is,
he's a big star.
I think that his mental health issues have become way more out front than they were when he just seemed like, you know, kind of he's quirky or whatever. But it's like the Kardashians ruined him. Like, he became just so much more in the, like, he put out his record and people loved Kanye and everybody thought he was the coolest guy ever. And then he got like that Kardashian taint on him. And now every little thing he says, he's just absolute tabloid fodder.
Oh, looks like so. He tried to break up Kim and Reggie Bush in 2009. By putting out a song that was for her.
Oh.
Yeah. He was always a cheerleader of my dreams to seem to only date the head of the football teams is a lyric in the song. And he actually claims that, this is from TMZ, he used to watch Kim K's sex tape while banging other chicks.
That's so weird.
It is weird. And then for her to wind up married to him is even weirder, because I would think she'd know that about him. It's not like we didn't know it.
That's crazy.
Like, would that be off-putting to you if your wife had a sex tape? You might be able to, like, okay, well, that was your past. And it was, you know.
Yeah.
I would never be able to watch it.
But you'd never be able to watch it.
I would never be able to watch it.
And if you had watched it, would that rule her out as a contestant for your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would.
Agreed.
But I'm a weakling. Like, I'm someone who really knows myself well enough to know that I can't handle that, so I'll back off.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'll never be able to stop thinking about that when I'm watching you blow me like you blew Ray J in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Using her two little hands on his big fat chunch.
Yeah. Well, you'd be measuring your own chunch compared to, like,
the
hand
whole
size.
Thing is unhealthy. Uh-huh. It's the whole thing is very unhealthy.
Yeah. Little doll hands.
The doll hands on his
giant.
He had a big dick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a huge. Too much. I'm convinced that's why people break up with Pete after a while. Like, initially, they're like, oh, God, the big dick energy. And they're like, oh, get fucked. And then, like, a couple months in, they're like, I'm not enjoying this anymore. It's just too big. It's too much.
I don't believe that for a second.
Believe it.
I don't.
Believe it.
I can't.
Yeah, I feel like it's more like his job where he's just like, meh, I don't have to try for anything.
So yeah,
that gets
dick,
old.
What? Yeah.
No, he served his purpose. There was probably, in her mind, never any chance they were going to stay long term. He's out getting tattoos and she's like, oh, that dummy.
Yeah. Well, I just mean in general, like, all his relationships seemed to last about the same amount of time. Like, even with Ariana Grande, they were, like, engaged 1 week later because she was like, that fucking cock is, that is a miracle, that cock. And then you just get sick of that giant fucking cock.
How do you get sick of it? Once you've had it a bunch of times, don't you get used to it?
No. Yeah.
Isn't every dick after that like, wow, I really liked it when I could feel it like filling me all the way up
to my
throat.
Yeah. So now it's like, are you in yet?
No.
What's going on there?
It's just too much.
Are you still growing?
It's too much. It can actually be painful.
Working the blood
up. You're thinking
up,
to yourself,
what?
Jesus, like, if I ever break up with this guy, I'm going to be like fucking, you know, like all calloused up down there and bored out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're bored out.
Yeah.
You're not going back to regular dicks after that.
Well, now what? Now you've narrowed your dating pool down.
There's plenty of
that
big
vaginal
dicks in the world,
no,
I'm
there
sure.
are. Not that many. I've seen a lot of dicks. Not that many of them are remarkable. They're either remarkably small or remarkably large. Everybody else is right in the middle.
Anyway, what was next?
Well,
do the thing.
Do I have time for this?
Yeah, read it. Absolutely. We barely started.
Maybe you can do another one if this
one
seems
shorter
long.
One?
We could do a shorter one.
Long.
This one is a little long, and I think that we'd probably
well, what about
go
the blackout
off on it
one?
Too.
That one's sad.
All right, let's do the long one. Fuck it. Let's go.
Okay. Well, I just fucking closed it. God damn it.
God damn it.
All right, just let me zip through the email real quick. Hey, it's long. Hey, Sarah, Vinny, Brennan, and Aho. I've been listening to you since middle school, both live show and secret show. It's been about 18 to 20 years with you now, and I feel like you're my radio parents.
I thought that was funny.
Well, that's not cool. We're not that old.
Just say radio family. I was laughing my ass off when I read it.
Like your young, cool aunt and uncle, I guess.
I'm like your brother.
You are young enough to be my kid. I've had numerous situations where I wanted to send in my problems for advice, but those issues seem to resolve themselves quickly enough. The time has come to get your feedback on how badly I screwed up this time. I did my best to edit. 6 months ago, I left my job for a new opportunity. Same industry, slight promotion, much better pay. Real reason? My new boss was hot. Similar in age, background, and life trajectories. He had a family with two kids, and so did I.
Mm.
Our working relationship was always respectful and above boards. This is 6 months ago. But we had major chemistry. We never flirted. But we're both older millennials in an environment where our colleagues are all in their late 50s or older. So we shared a lot of inside jokes and interests, etc. Due to the nature of what we do, we worked closely together, especially since he was new. We were nearly attached at the hip as I was always in his office, caught him up on the department, the staff, and working on projects. Did I mention he lives a mile away from me? So carpooling happened on occasions where we needed to go off-site for work-related events. Fast forward a year. Hold on a second. I thought she said this was six...
The timeline is a little bit weird for me, but, you know, I wasn't really following that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. She says 6 months ago I left my job for a new opportunity. My new boss was hot. I don't know. All right. Anyway, I'll just keep reading it. Fast forward a year where I took on the new opportunity. That didn't completely cut us off from each other. He would check up on me regularly. So she
left the job with the hot guy to get away from him. Is that what she's saying?
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds smart because you were about to torpedo your whole life.
Oh, I think that they took care of that.
Oh, they did?
He would check up on me. So he didn't cut him off. He would check up on me regularly to see how I was doing. I would reach out for advice on certain things. The industry is tight-knit. We still belong to a lot of the same industry groups, and he joined the board of organization I was already on the board of. So carpooling to chapter meetings, still happening. Getting together during industry events and conferences, still happening. Calling, texting, getting together to discuss discuss industry-related issues, still happening. Chemistry and attraction, still happen. Oh. But we'd always remain professional and above board.
Nice.
Until the time he said, "Can you help me with this throbbing cock?"
Until the last day of the most recent industry conference. It was no different than the first two nights. Educational sessions during the day, getting wined and dined by vendors during the night. I pride myself on always being in control, no matter how many drinks or how intoxicated I am. Yeah, okay. We also had another colleague with us, our chaperone, to make sure things don't get messy.
Chaperone.
But things got messy. I don't know if it was the drinking on an empty stomach, being up late the night of the conference, or pent-up chemistry gone wild, but things got hazy at the end of the night, and I remember him bringing me back to my room. He was explaining how our chaperone had photos of us making out at the bar and was planning on sending them to his wife. I don't remember us kissing, but I did remember them arguing on the ride back and picking up bits and pieces of what they were saying in my drunken state. Somehow we ended up in bed together. I don't know who initiated it, but I really wanted it. I remember waking up to an empty bed and phoning him in the middle of the night and asking, "Do we have sex?" He said, "Yeah." We talked about the mistake we made, our families, and how it would impact our lives. I asked if I could go back to his room for a bit. He said, "Sure." Gave me the room number. More sex. All the pent-up attraction was finally released. I was less drunk and much more aware this time. I think the situation was so much worse because the sex was so sensual and intimate, almost romantic. He was gentle and sweet despite having a beer can of a penis.
Yum.
And we cuddled and had pillow talk afterward. I keep shivering thinking about it. I would never leave my family, and neither would he, but I keep replaying it over and over, and I don't know what to do.
Shit.
More background, our spouses and children have met socially. My relationship was on the rocks for a while because of my husband's low libido. We've been working on it for a while, and suddenly this happens. I'll include a photo. The photo did not translate.
Yeah, I got it right here. Got it? Ready to share it. Ready?
Oh, she's cute.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Kent, yeah, she's
big
really,
smile,
really
beautiful.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Judged by four, she said, if you want.
She's a 6.5.
I'd bone that chick.
Yeah. Which, by the way,
Did you bone her?
No, I don't bone girls, but
you know
she's
what
very,
I mean. If you
pretty.
Had a dick and you know, she
she's
was a, like,
Asian?
Hey.
Like Pacific Asian. Islander, kind
of? I can't really tell what kind of Asian, but yeah. I was walking around with that on my phone earlier. I was like, Alex, hit that. It's like, I'm married.
So I was like, married. I don't.
Hypothetically, Alex.
Then I said to Sarah, "Hey, Sarah, should I swipe over there?" She goes, "Why the fuck do you have that on your phone?" I'm like, "I'm just kidding. It's a bad advice." She's super cute.
I don't like those jokes. I don't like you got a heavily pregnant wife.
Yeah. Anyway, where does this go? Tell us where she's at.
Let me see if she even asks a question.
Oh, she's just bragging.
I think she's just telling us.
Look at
us,
her go.
Don't I finally say my landed. Name.
No, she's asking for bad advice in this scenario here.
I don't know what to do, she's basically saying. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I mean, you could just keep fucking the guy. But it sounds like you got a coworker who knows. Well,
Very messy. The chaperone that has
and
pictures.
And threatening to send them to this other guy's wife?
Yeah.
Who's the chaperone? Is the chaperone a male, female?
The chaperone's a coworker is what she said.
I know, but is it like someone who's mad at him? Like, did he bone her at one time too? And now he's making out with her at the bar? Like, I just don't like it.
Maybe the chaperone is because it's a coworker, knows the wife.
Maybe.
You know? And is like, you shouldn't be fucking doing that. You're ruining your thing. You have two kids. What are you doing?
Yeah, people are such dummies. It's almost like, I think sometimes stuff like this happens because we're looking to blow our lives up.
Well, hold on. In her defense, it sounds like their relationship's on the rocks or had some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I can speak for myself. You don't know what a marriage is if you've never had one before. And then you get into it and you realize there's like the links that you begin with just seem to continue to tighten as your finances are now mixed and your
kids are in
the mix again, you're getting to know other family members and it just continues to tighten. But if you're having trouble, that's a
feels like a death grip.
It's really awful. Mm-hmm. You know, we've definitely, me and Christina have struggled. We've had some issues. There's no question. And it's hard. And I don't know, like, they've already gone there. She's already done it.
Yep.
I don't know that. What would you say to her?
Well,
like, you're at a crossroads, right? You are.
No, she's already chosen a road.
What do you mean?
Like, when you're at a crossroads, you're deciding whether or not to do the thing. She did it. She took a right.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
She swiped right.
Okay, so, but let's yeah. All right, let's assume there's the picture was just some drunk guy saying, oh, I took a picture of you too. Now I'm going to hold it against you. And it turns out that's not true. And she says to herself, all right, I want to go back to my family like this never happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then the only option you've got is to never, ever talk to that guy again. That's the only way that you get any kind of hope at a clean go back home without any repercussions. I'm not trying to say that you should be a dirty, filthy, cheating liar. But I also don't necessarily know that you're going to go back to your husband who's got a libido issue and say, I had a beer can dick in me on that one trip we took,
mm-hmm.
and that he's going to somehow get hard again.
Yeah.
Like, that ain't happening.
But the thing is, it's like, I mean, to me, I feel like this...
Talk it out.
This just isn't over. Like, clearly, the fact that you wrote to us, you may not even in your own head go, oh, I'm fucking that guy again. But you're fucking that guy again. Like, I'm worried about the chaperone thing. Because, I mean, isn't that awful? I'm like, oh, no, I don't want her to get caught. But it's not like she's going to stop anyway. Well, she's moving toward blowing her life up.
We're just talking. I'm not trying to... I don't think she can necessarily... pretend this never happened and go back that way. But if that's,
can't tell
but
her
you
husband.
Have to go all in on, I'm getting out of this. I'm getting rid of the hot guy with the hot married guy.
She's not getting out of it. She's listened to her. She's fucking fantasizing. It's all she can think about. Wrote to us. Yeah, she wants the beer can. Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is that we also had another colleague with us, our chaperone, to make sure things don't get messy. Like, did you fucking like intentionally get...
No, I think that they both probably felt like... I don't think that the chaperone knew that he was a chaperone. I think the chaperone...
was like a wingman, right.
Like a third
They
a,
put
a third
him
wheel.
In place to keep uh-huh. them from screwing
and
up.
And it didn't stop him, because drinks fucking do that. And here's the thing. Here's another thing. If you don't want this to happen, and if you really look in your own heart and say, I don't want that to happen again, that's not what I'm looking to do, then you can't... Not only should you never see him, if you do see him, don't drink. Drinking fucking makes everything sound like a good idea. No, I'll try that. Sure, let's do it. Although, I couldn't help myself because I was wasted.
For her, if she decides, I'm going for beer can guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
She'll still get to keep her kids most of the week or most weeks or most days. So her husband with no libido... now just lost his wife to a guy with a beer can dick. And he's not going to get to have his kids around full time anymore either. So like it really
sounds like she works a lot. So he mm-hmm. might. I'm actually wondering if that's even an option for her. This guy isn't going to leave his family.
Yeah,
for
this
her.
Other guy has a family too. And a
wife.
Well,
that's what I'm getting at. Like there's and it in his situation, he's got a different scenario that ends up happening and he doesn't get to see his kids. And that's. Look, I don't know if it's important to other people. I know for me, that would be, of all the things that could go down between, in my family, the hardest part would be to lose the kids,
mm-hmm.
to not see them every day. Like, you just, I'm sure that every adult has to just deal with it. And whatever that ends up being, that's your new life.
Right.
I get it. But the idea of just not being there for breakfast or in that moment or whatever. And then worse, imagine now you're with this beer can guy and now two other people are in your family unit with the wife of beer can guy.
Yep.
And
you have to decide if you want that kind of drama in your life. Like you are still at the crossroads. You fucked and now you have a choice.
Uh-huh.
Yes to the fucking affair. yes to I'm going to try and destroy both our marriages, or no, I am going to stick with the choice that I made, go with the man that I love,
mm-hmm.
And our kids.
Mm. Yeah.
Sounds like loved is the key
word. Well, don't
there.
We all make the, you know, and listen, I'll tell you another thing. It's all fucking exciting, and but if you guys both leave your people and then you get together, you're gonna be sick of fucking each other, you know, in 5 years
enough.
Anyway. Right? It's the glow will be off of it. The only, you know, the most exciting thing about this is that it's not allowed.
It's forbidden. Yeah.
That's right. It's illicit.
You know what's super messy about this is that somebody out there is saying that they have pictures you guys making out, so you might not even have a choice
right.
of. Let's
you
fucking,
may take that right
yes,
turn, not
sweep
even
this know. Under the rug and act like it never happened. You might not have that choice because that person's threatening to fucking blow your life up by
yep.
sharing pictures with the wife of
what
that
a
dude.
Douchebag.
Well, I don't, you know, that part's in the story, and I don't know what to make of that. But I do think that if there's, you have to decide if you want to stay married to this guy. First and foremost, that's like the main thing. Forget about what possibilities are there with beer can because. Again, Sarah said it. He may not want to leave. He may be like, no.
Yeah, I'm not blowing up my life.
Why would I do that?
Right.
I'm going to keep fucking you, and I'm going to keep my wife.
And maybe you'll turn
and
into
you'll
a psycho
all,
bitch and tell the wife
what?
And blow everybody's life up.
But you can't. And he'll be like, well, if it's not you, it's someone. I don't know. I mean, that's possible. Now you've blown up your life.
Wanna
and you
find
don't get
someone
and you
other
don't get
than my wife.
I don't know. That is
wife.
Messy, man. Woo.
Yeah, it is a super mess. I would love to hear...
where it goes.
Yeah.
What your next steps are and what you and your thoughts on what we've said to you. Please follow up.
I do know this though, when you're struggling in a relationship, whatever that may be, if it's about his libido or just that you like this other guy, it's a distraction of like unmeasured it's all the time you're like, I'm so unhappy with my home life and now I'm distracted with this guy and that is and
find another hobby.
It's an awful way to live, man.
Yeah,
really.
It really is. It's like, you know, just throw yourself into your work or just think about something else for a while to try to put it in perspective. Because when we're in these things, they're like all in. It's like any like decision that you have to make or this thing that's going on in your life. Like you got to get your mind off of it and then come back to it and take a fresh take. And, you know, also try to take real inventory of what you've got going on at your actual house because you're throwing it away if you go down there.
Yeah, you know,
need to be grateful for those
remember
things.
What Sarah said. If you're breathing, you're wealthy.
I never said that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think that you really...
what have got to do with anything,
if you're,
I live by those words,
yeah,
actually. Yeah.
Look, see,
oh, my
you,
God.
Look,
try to take inventory of what you have around
you.
Yeah, Sarah
happy
changed
with
my
that.
Life. Yeah, with that one,
right.
I remember, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you,
look, if you're miserable with your husband... then leave him.
Yeah.
Then leave him.
But don't leave him for this guy.
Right.
Leave
don't
him
leave him
you're
for
miserable.
Big dick. Leave him because you're in a shitty marriage and it's run its course. And try. This is the most important thing. This is the part that never seems to happen. And whatever things are going wrong in marriages, someone, you, go and fuck somebody else. And now it's sticky and messy and you're. Your husband, if he finds out, can't not hate you. He'll hate you. So if there's any way to jump back into that and work on your marriage and you want to, do it at ASAP right now.
And cut this other guy out of your life.
Because...
no more ride sharing.
But if you're going to keep...
suggest a move.
That's the what to finish the thought, if you're going to keep fucking this guy, you're going to get caught. And your husband's going to hate you. And even your kids are going to be like, mom was... did what to dad? And that's going to be who you are to your kids. They'll still love you. You're their mom. But they're also going to be bummed at you for hurting dad.
They'll lose respect for you, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So think about that.
Yeah, you've got a lot to think about, don't you?
Well, it's hard.
Yeah,
I'm with
is.
Her. I'm like, she's
it's
writing us. You
can
tell. She's effed. But I do think that it's possible her relationship's ruined. Like, before that she did this guy.
Yeah.
She was already, like, looking at this dude, wanting to be around him over the...
right, for, like, a year.
Bad libido guy,
right.
You know. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to be wanted.
Yeah.
Even if you
that
want...
is true.
Even if you want to say no when it comes time to do it, still nice to know someone wants you.
Yeah. Well, let us know how you handle it and what happens. And when it fucking blows up in your face, let us know how
What do you think she should do, Alex?
I would see, it just depends on what she wants to do. If she wants to stay with the guy, I would definitely suggest like some professional help, possibly.
With the husband, you mean?
For the woman. If she's like trying to get back with the husband.
Yeah.
It's like,
she doesn't have to get back with him. Well, she's with him. She's
yeah,
with him
but
right
I mean,
now,
I don't know how
work.
You live with that. I mean, I would be like, okay, if we want to make this work, professional help is probably the way to go. And then kind of, like you were saying, inventory, something like that.
Yeah. It's still a little too messy, though. Here's what you got to do. You got to grab like a gun or a knife and go to your fucking the chaperone and be like, yo, give me your fucking phone. Let me see that phone.
Okay.
And then you start from there.
Don't
okay?
listen to Bryn.
Bryn is
start
crazy.
There.
That's
cutting that
fucking,
out.
Yeah, you, no, you can leave it in, but don't listen to him.
You can't work out it with your husband if fucking the snitch is out there still.
But yeah, overall for me, like I would never, you know, if I knew I felt something for somebody, I would cut that off instantly. So,
keyword cut
or well,
yeah, cut.
Cut someone. Jesus, stop cutting people.
All right, we're gonna
That's
go.
Stabby.
Good luck.
All right, Bryn at RadioAlice.com.
The end.